Good morning, this is Laura Springer, the blogger here at Who in the World Are We? And for those for whom it is not morning, it is always morning somewhere. Prone to wander. I am an intelligent, educated person. Now, I don't mean this in a bragging sense, but merely in a descriptive sense. Natural ability and hard work have benefited me, but they have also brought temptations. You see, being smart tempts me to trust my own skills and knowledge first, and trust God only after those don't work out so well. I'm sure you have similar temptations with your skills and knowledge, whether mechanics, art, food, languages, gardening, or a host of other areas of expertise. You see, God created human persons as amazing and powerful, godlike even. And from the beginning, we have had problems trusting ourselves more than we trust God. The problem is, of course, that we are not gods. We are not necessary beings. We are contingent beings, just like the rest of creation. As much as we hate to admit it at times, our life is not in our own hands. All of us and each of us belong to another, one who is certain of his own identity, position, and power. When we trust him more than we trust ourselves, we usurp his territory. He is not pleased. Thankfully, and I mean that in a deep, literal sense, he has made an unbreakable commitment to those whom he has chosen and who have trusted Jesus, the only Savior. He is our God, and we are his people. This will not change. On the other hand, temporal circumstances do change, and sometimes he uses these to discipline us and draw us back to himself. Knowing that he may not remove the unfortunate results of our own self-centered choices can be frightening. So how should we respond? Know who God is, mentally, emotionally, experientially. Gather with Christian siblings and study his word. Allow yourself to be confronted by his word. Decide to respond properly with whole life worship. Learn to make reasoned leaps of faith, knowing who God is, who you are, and some of why you are here. Create space for other Christians to do the same. Most of all, be honest with him. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows we are dust. Yet he has chosen to place his loyal love upon us, and he always keeps his promises. Finally, let us help one another do this. For as the hymnist says, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. The strongest one among us has or has had these same temptations. Let us be honest and help one another.